The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A dense fog advisory continues.
Chance for isolated showers
and foggy today.
Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 35. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour.
Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Republican tax bill in the Kansas State Legislature is just one signature away from becoming law. The signature that is missing is the governor, Laura Kelly, but she is expected to veto, which is going along with her party, as Senate Minority Leader Dinah Sykes, a Democrat from Lenexa, spoke with KSN.
Hopefully the governor will veto this and we will be able to sustain this because it's going to put us underwater within 5 years.
Republicans, though, view this as a compromise. Here's what Republicans Senate President Ty Masterson had to say, courtesy of KSNT.
Senate chamber wanted to take all sales tax off food, right? But it's a compromise as you leave it on the locals. That's what the governor asked for. Social Security, we kind of had an escalator in there. She wanted to take it completely off. We'll take it completely off.
Democrats in both chambers have likened this bill to former Governor Sam Brownback's failed tax experiment. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
With the 2024 presidential election coming up soon, the Kansas Secretary of State keeps a running list of election-related dates to keep in mind. Though a few have already passed, the next upcoming one will be Tuesday, February 20th, which will be the deadline to register to vote or update voter registration to participate in the presidential preference primary. A week and a day after that will be the first day of advance voting in the preference. Kansas legislative session is still in its early stages. Kansas lawmakers have been debating pro-gun, strict scrutiny amendments, along with statewide firearm support. Grace Springer, now a junior at Olathe East High School, urged lawmakers not to support legislation that would give gun rights heightened protection in the state of Kansas after her school shooting in 2021. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Ethan Clark of Ord is officially submitting his candidacy for the 41st Legislative District in the Nebraska State Legislature. This marks Clark's second filing, having previously filed for the seat back in October of 2023 after Senator Tom Breezy's departure to the state treasurer position in November. In other news, Union Pacific is investigating a train derailment from early on Sunday. It happened in Washington County around 3 a.m. involving about 12 cars southwest of the village of Kennard. Washington County Sheriff Mike Robinson said that the cars were apparently carrying soybeans. No injuries were reported and no contents were released. Crews are still piecing together what exactly happened. And finally, the murder case of a Superior man, Sebastian Dunbar, age 30, who was accused of killing a woman in December during a domestic fight, is headed to a trial court. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com. Absolutely unbeatable.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday took up consideration of sewer development for the Brockie subdivision, which is a 2.25-acre property along U.S. 36 just east of the former Hardee's in Marysville. Spencer Walcott Properties have listed that property for several years with interested buyers if it were divided into smaller parcels. That raises the question as to who is responsible for sewer development, estimated at upwards of $100,000. Joanne Walcott was present requesting an exemption or that such cost be passed along to the buyer. City Attorney John McNish suggested the city stay out of the matter, which he considers an issue between buyer and seller. Real estate agent Jessica Lease was also present asking for clarification in order to provide full disclosure. Mayor Todd Fry indicated that exception has not been granted in the past, and he was concerned setting future precedent. The city swimming pool came up first under public comment, with Liz Dahl present expressing concerns last season with multiple issues. Following her comments, Rory Clark came forward with Audrey Pilsel, outlining a volunteer group being initiated that would help with pool amenities and improvements, as well as continued efforts to maintain a clean environment. He asked anyone interested in helping the group contact himself or Pilsel. The Pony Express Plaza on the 7th Street corridor downtown was officially named Pony Park at the request of Marysville Chamber and Main Street, asking an official designation in order to provide clarity in identifying the location. ADA parking with an allowance for locating a stall on Broadway in front of a proposed building to be located at the former Boss Motors location was passed at the request of the property owner, who preferred that to moving the stall to 6th Street, raised concern the national codes do not allow ADA parking on brick streets. It was noted that nearly all of the other ADA stalls downtown are on brick. Comment included that business preference be considered, while other comment raised concern in non-compliance with national codes. Colleen Behrens was the lone no vote to allow the space on Broadway as requested. A $44,000 bid for replacing a storm siren at 12th and Limestone Road east of Marysville was defeated on a 3-5 vote, with Councilman Jeff Keating, who lives in the neighborhood, indicating that he hears the siren, which was relocated some years back from Central School, but does not allow voice message, as others in the city do. A bid was approved 5-3 for purchase of a new utility tractor with attachments for the cemetery and parks at $39,500, with a $10,000 trade-in of a 24-year-old tractor. Councilman Keith Beichmann questioned why the lowest bid was not considered at $32,500 with a $6,000 trade-in. City Administrator asked about consideration of replacing a storm sewer along U.S. 77 when the highway is rebuilt, which would amount to an additional $70,000 to $75,000 in costs. He estimated current city outlay on the overall project around $300,000. Discussion regarding timely snow removal by residents and businesses was discussed Councilman Kevin Throm expressing particular concern with properties which may be used by children walking to schools. Councilman Jeff Keating questioned why nothing had been done after approval to go out for engineering for improvement 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. The interim city administrator suggested he felt cost estimates could be developed with or without a full design and went on to mention financing options which should be considered as the discussion continues. Keating spoke of the importance of developing a comprehensive overall plan. The mayor asked consensus to move forward with the previous decision. After a recent tour of buildings on the Kester Block with potential developers, Councilmember Colleen Barron suggested selling the Kester Block.
Right before Christmas, we met with Tyler Holloman and toured Jeff's apartment for one thing and the upper floors of the Kester Block with Tyler and Brenda Spencer. And I myself was very impressed with their knowledge. And then Todd and Jeff went to Wamego in Manhattan and looked at some buildings that they're in the process of renovating and some they've already done, see what they were like. I guess we'd like to get a formal RFP, which is a request for proposals, to send out to maybe see how much interest there is between Mr. Holloman or anybody else that might be interested in developing the Kester Block, whether we lease it or actually sell it is to remain to be seen. But personally, I think I would be more inclined to sell the property to the developer if that's what they so choose.
Marysville Mayor Todd Fry spoke in support of development of the Kester Block.
Right now, there's a lot of expenses that it incurs that have to come out of the Kester Block Fund, but that's a declining, I mean, the returns aren't coming in to eventually offset it. And there's projects that haven't tackled regarding, you know, the gingerbread front and things that we would like to do, but this would be an opportunity to not only get these things done, preserve the structures for the future as they are now, a marquee block in downtown Marysville, but also check other boxes. It'd be a benefit to the commercial tenants there. Likely, I would also get more people able to, you know, be downtown, live downtown, use that space. And it would, you know, there's a housing shortage, and specifically the kind of housing that organizations like Tyler's do create. So that's why Jeff and I went and visited, because we wanted to see, you know, how they plan it, how well they knew the process, how they handle not only the State Historic Preservation Office, but also codes and zoning. You know, we want to craft an RFP that gives all parties who are capable of doing it well and right a chance. And so that's kind of where we were discussing.
Input from the Kester Block Advisory Board was recommended, and a request for proposal will be developed by the city administrator for review by city council. Mayor's appointment of Mandy Cook to the Airport Advisory Board was approved. City Attorney John McNish advised that with his acceptance of a district judge position serving Clay and Riley counties, he would be resigning, with a date to be determined, as he will be winding down his law practice in Marysville. Francis Sweeney McGinty, age 93, of Barnes, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sweeney McGinty. Thomas W. Tom Talbot, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Celebration of life service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Tom Talbot. Laverne O'Keefe, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Laverne O'Keefe. Elizabeth A. Liz O'Connell, age 90, of Marysville, passed away January 16. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, January 26th at noon at the American Legion in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Liz O'Connell. Betty Lou Hoover, age 97, of Marysville, passed away January 18. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Hoover. Infant Gus Heisterman, parents Daniel and Lydia Heisterman, passed away January 19. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn, with committal service near Barnes, Kansas. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Gus Heisterman. John F. Warren, age 66, of Wymore, passed away January 22nd. Private memorial service to be held at a later date with the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore in charge for John Warren.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A chance for some freezing rain and rain showers today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Some fog and rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Freezing rain and rain showers continue into Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the mid 30s and mid 40s. And fog throughout Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Fog may linger early Friday, then staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then a chance for some freezing rain and rain showers throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy skies into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Then partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Some sunshine finally throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying even warmer as we head into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40. Record high on this date, 65. The average low, 19. The record low, 21, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:42. Sunset this evening at 5:35.
Looking for a natural tonic for minor cough and congestion troubles? We will share one of the world's oldest remedies next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 24th, the 24th day of the year. Singer Neil Diamond has a birthday, and canned beer was first sold on this day in 1935. Few home cough remedies are as universally recommended as cures made from the herb white horehound. A member of the mint family, it's widely sold today in candied lozenges. Tea or syrup made from the fresh plant has been touted for centuries as a useful expectorant. Horehound tea is as simple as pouring boiling water over fresh or dried leaves. To make a syrup, boil the leaves down until the juice is extracted, then add sugar before boiling again to the desired thickness. Tonics made from horehound are also touted as helpful for stomach troubles, particularly for children. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home is proud of the skill, spirit, and perseverance of the Southern Raiders winter sports teams and will be rooting for the guys and girls at all of the upcoming events. Good luck, athletes, from your friends at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. State Bank of Odell is proud to cheer for the awesome Diller Odell Griffins winter sports teams. The fans know the athletes have the dedication and drive to bring home the wins from this week's events. Good luck, athletes, and go for the gold from all your friends and fans at State Bank of Odell, member FDIC. Family Fair is proud of the Falls City Tigers and Sacred Heart Irish High School fall sports teams. A loud cheer is sure to be heard all over the county as the skilled athletes take to the field and court at events this week. From Family Fair in Falls City, formerly known as SunMart, see our website for rewards and digital coupons.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Baltimore Ravens cashed in their ticket to the AFC Championship game and hosting that game after beating the Houston Texans 34-10. The San Francisco 49ers did the same thing after pulling away from the Green Bay Packers 24-21. The Detroit Lions beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. And the Kansas City Chiefs went on the road to Buffalo to defeat Josh Allen and the Bills for Patrick Mahomes' first road playoff win. Here's what head coach Andy Reid had to say about the W.
All-time classic again. Every time I play one of Sean's teams, it comes right down to the end. He's done a phenomenal job here, and a phenomenal job this year, like coach of the year level coaching. And if we don't play them again, I'm good with that. But I'm so proud of our guys and the job that they did.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's what quarterback Patrick Mahomes had to say about his first road victory in the playoffs.
I love Arrowhead, but it's always fun when you get to come together as a team and really just be like y'all versus everybody and get the win. So it's always great to be in great environments and find a way to win.
Now the Chiefs will get ready for Patrick Mahomes' second road playoff game ever, this time at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. This is the sixth straight appearance for the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. All years have been started by Mahomes. In other news, K-State women's basketball has jumped to number 4 in the college basketball rankings put out by the Associated Press. They have an in-conference showdown with number 13 Baylor tonight and are missing star center Ayoka Lee, who has been out for a few weeks with an ankle injury. The KU men's basketball team has moved back to number 7 in their AP Top 25. The teams ahead of them are UConn, Purdue, North Carolina, Houston, Tennessee, and Kentucky.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lock. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head! Three-point try again. That one slid.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and-one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Wildcat fans, your K-State women's basketball team is ranked number 4 in the country, our highest ranking in 21 years. Watch the Cats at 4 p.m. this Saturday when we host Big 12 newcomer BYU in Bramlage. Tickets to Saturday's game are only $10 when purchased in advance. See your number 4 Wildcats battle for the top of the Big 12 standings by ordering tickets at kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Reduce air conditioning costs this summer with the help of trees, shrubs, and ground covers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Shade from trees and shrubs help reduce the air temperature around your house by modifying the temperatures near the ground. Trees with fine leaves and branches provide filtered shade during the summer while allowing sunlight through to warm your home in winter. Deciduous trees with a denser canopy block more sunlight for greater cooling impact. And once they shed their leaves, allow warming sunlight through. Even low-growing shrubs and ground covers can help reduce temperatures around your home. They scatter sunlight, absorb some solar heat, and as they release moisture through their leaves, help cool the air. Use trees to shade walks, patios, and drives. Keeping sunlight off these surfaces results in a cooler landscape and reduction in cooling costs. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You probably haven't heard of Henry Heinz. However, the folks in Elkton, South Dakota know that he invented a flying machine that didn't fly. But perhaps what was most interesting was one of Henry's biggest fears. You can still see part of that story long after his death. And it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Anna Even explains, the town of Elkton, South Dakota, had a most interesting inventor.
Henry Heinz was an immigrant to the United States, and he kind of liked to be creative. He was very inventive and invented a flying machine prior to the Wright brothers inventing theirs.
But there's a reason you have heard of the Wright brothers and not Henry Heinz.
He patented it, and then he had a test flight in the town of Elkton. And I can imagine that there was a street full of people watching it, but the accounts say that it rose about 8 feet in the air and then plopped to the ground.
But perhaps what's most interesting about Heinz is what happened to him after his death.
He is buried in the Elkton Cemetery, and everyone who goes out there always wonders about the above-the-ground crypt. Who's in there? Why are they in there? And why did they build it as they built it? But the story goes that he was afraid to be buried alive.
Heinz went to extreme measures to assure that if he was put inside the crypt, he was in fact dead.
So he actually hired a young man to come there and check to make sure that he was dead for a week after his burial. And he had a key instructed to be hung inside the crypt and just wanted to make sure he was not buried alive.
In fact, Heinz's casket even had a glass window on the lid so that the boy could easily peer inside to see if there was any movement. The key inside the crypt ensured Heinz could get out if he was actually just sleeping rather than dead. It's just part of the interesting story surrounding this town's hopeful inventor of a flying machine. Traveling the countryside in Elkton, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Unlock 10% below MSRP on a brand new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. The most luxurious model in its class features everything you could expect and more. Don't miss your chance at the very best value on the most awarded SUV ever. Arrange for a test drive today during the Start Something New sales event. See Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on West Court in Beatrice for complete details. Not all models or buyers will qualify. Offer ends January 31st.
KNDY.
Is likely to set in about this time of year. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Pick up your spirits on a sunny day by giving your landscape a little TLC as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
At My
Ace, we landscape all year long. Even though it's midwinter, I pick up fallen branches and do a bit of pruning. Greg Stack is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. He says this is a good time to get out the shears for trimming up some of your trees and bushes.
Which means small ornamental trees or shade trees. If you're talking about shrubs, you have to be kind of careful because shrubs that flower in the spring, things like lilac and that kind of thing, you cannot prune those in late winter because you're cutting off all the flower buds. But if you're talking about pruning things that are mostly used as a hedge, those are things you can prune because you're not dependent upon flowers.
If your ground is frozen solid, you won't see any benefit from watering. Unfortunately, plants such as broadleaf evergreens can dry out, especially if they're in a windy location. To prevent their needles and leaves from expiring moisture, Stack recommends applying an anti-desiccant when temperatures are above freezing, which puts a coating on the foliage. A layer of snow may be pretty on the trees, but it can bend the limbs, especially on evergreens and arborvitae.
You'd like to remove snow as promptly as you can after it falls before it starts to freeze. And you basically use an upward sweeping stroke with a broom as opposed to downward sweeping, which can maybe cause further damage or snapping. If you're talking about ice, I'd leave it alone because you can do more damage than the ice can and just leave it alone till it melts and goes away by itself. Because if you start whacking at that, you're going to start snapping off branches.
If your lawn is frozen but not covered with snow, Stack advises staying off of it. Walking or driving on it will break the blades of grass. Learn more about caring for your landscape this winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Good luck picking the right carbon market option for your farm or ranch. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. It's tough to navigate the carbon marketplace. Iowa State University Extension economist Alejandro Plastina co-authored a new report on the status of carbon market options.
If we can develop standards to have these programs talk to each other and have farmers understand and be able to convert their practices in one program into changes in carbon credits in another program, that would really facilitate market development down the road. But at this point, we don't have those standards, but there's plenty of interest and many carbon programs are establishing a presence.
Plastina says many farmers remain uncertain about participation.
And that has to do with having to face a learning curve to implement cover crops, no-till, and other changes. It's costly to change practices at the farm level. Looking at the U.S. maps for cover crops and no-till, we see that there's great potential to increase the adoption of these practices through time, but if the price is right, because again, it's costly to do that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bids are being accepted for the Frank Feldhausen Trust on two properties in Herkimer Township east of Bremen. The first is 123 acres tillable production. The second, 10 acres in the southeast corner, includes house and outbuildings. For inspection or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway Wiggers and Brenniger in Marysville. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, February 16th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
Good Wednesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The Farm Futures January planting survey shows corn and soybean acreage will shift across the United States this spring. Jacqueline Holland, grain market analyst for Farm Futures, shows the shift might not be as much as what market prices are forecasting.
For corn acres, our survey respondents indicated that they will be planting 92.8 million acres of corn this spring. That is down by about 1.8 million acres from what was planted almost a year ago.
We then went on to talk about the potential soybean acres in 2024.
Soybean acreage will be up by about 1.4 million acres to 85.0 million acres. I think a lot of farmers are looking at prices right now, looking at these relatively strong soybean prices, and thinking that the market is trying to buy more and more soybean acres. This kind of one-to-one corn to soybean acreage shift tells us that that's really not what's happening this year. It's a smaller shift. It's pretty much a one-to-one shift, and it's maybe not going to be the big soybean boom quite yet that I think the markets are calling for.
She also says farmers planted more winter wheat acres in late 2023 for harvest this year.
USDA's 2024 winter wheat seedlings report that they published a couple weeks ago, they found a lot fewer acres planted of winter wheat than what our farmers indicated. Our farmers indicated that they were going to plant 37.3 million acres of winter wheat, or that they already have planted that winter wheat. And that's actually about a 1.5% increase from what was planted last year.
She says for total wheat acres, it's going to be 48 million planted this year, which is down about 1.6 million acres from what was planted last year. With your latest ag news, I'm Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres in Murray Township, Marshall County, selling for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. 157 acres with 120 acres more or less planted crops in a corn and soybean rotation. 10 acres, waterways, 14 acres of meadow that's hayed. There is an older farmstead at 2680 Indian Road on 4 acres that includes a three-bedroom house, barn, and other outbuildings on well water and REA. Balance of the 9 acres, mostly tree-lined ditches, farms on a blacktop road only a few miles from the grain elevator. This land auction for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. For inspection or details, contact Rob or Tom Olmsted with Olmsted Real Estate. More details online, olmstedrealestate.com, broker and auctioneer.
Whether you have just a few acres or thousands, you know how much land you own. But what exactly is an acre? Stay tuned and find out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Been using the acre as a way of measuring land since the first plow dug into American soil. So how did this moniker of measurement come to be? Michael Pugh is a land expert with Ownerly, a real estate data company, and he's also interested in land history. He says the term acre comes from an old English word meaning field. The measurement was decided by the amount of land that a team of oxen and a man could plow in one day.
Historically, it's a long strip of land. It measures 660 feet by 66 feet. So it's basically a 1:10 ratio. The length of it was called a furlong, which is a furrow long. And that's how long a team could plow before needing a break and turning around to go back the other way.
Nowadays, a 1-acre piece of land can be any shape as long as it measures 43,560 square feet. It's hard to visualize an acre, but here's one way to do it.
I think an easy way for at least anyone who's watched a football game to understand is it's basically a little bit smaller than a football field. If you go from an end zone to about the 10-yard line on the other side, so 90% of the football field, that's about the size of 1 acre.
In the 1860s, a pioneer could buy 160 acre tracts of land from the government and divide it into 40 acre parcels. If the farmer was too far away to be reached, it was usually because he was out plowing the back 40 of the farm. And that's where that term came from. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how the acre came to be at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday, we're still seeing mostly higher numbers pretty much all across the board. Higher in the livestock. February live cattle currently trading up 70 cents at 175.35. April to 178.25, that's up 42. January feeder cattle up 75 cents currently at 231.75. March up 22 to 233.85. And a positive day for the hogs as well. February lean hogs up to 73.77. That's a gain of 50 cents on the day. April currently up to 81.82. That's up $1.50. Mostly higher in the grains as well. March corn currently trading up a nickel at 451.5. May's up a dime compared to that at 461.5. That's also up 5 cents. Near double digit gains across the wheat complex. March Kansas City wheat specifically is up 7.25 to 624.75. May to 627.5. That's up 8 cents. However, the low spot is the oats. March down 5.5 to 364.75. May down 5.25 to $3.60.25. It's been two sided trade in the soybeans today in a mixed bag as we head through the midday portion. March beans are currently up to at 1241.75, May up a half a cent at 1247.5, and then slight losses beyond that. March soybean meal up 250 to 363.60, and soybean oil still weaker today. March down 70 points at 47.51. Cotton complex still stronger as well. March up 82 points to 85.42. May is up 89 at 86.70. Taking a look now briefly through the energy markets, it's higher pretty much across the board. March crude oil up to 75.01 a barrel. That's up 63 cents of the day. February unleaded gas is up nearly a penny at 221. $15,590. The dollar index today still a bit weaker, down 44 at 102.97.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-American Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-American Network is here for you.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer
Sales. Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Trees still need cared for and protected during the winter months. Kansas Forest Service's Matt Norville mentions what issues trees encounter in the colder months and how people can help combat them. Making sure the salts used to melt ice aren't harming trees is the first aspect he discusses.
People will put down de-icing salts, you know, along the front stoop or the sidewalks. It's important to think about human safety, but we should also think about tree safety. Where do the salts run off to? If they run off to the drip area or the area underneath the canopy, times two of the radius. So if you're looking at the branches of the tree, how far they extend out, kind of double that, and that's where the roots of the trees are. If they're running off to where those roots are, and it's a decent amount, it can damage the tree and lead to, you know, the decline of the tree. So being mindful of how much salt you're putting down and where you're putting it down at is important. If you do have to use it, you know, human safety is always number one, but just do it mindfully.
Norville says that checking on the amount of water trees are receiving is still needed in the cold for tree health.
They're still photosynthesizing in the wintertime. If it gets above freezing or when it's near freezing, they're trying to uptake water from the soil anytime possible and use that in photosynthesis to create energy for itself. If there's no water in the soil, no moisture in the soil, it's going to lead them to being drought-stressed. So watering them monthly is a wise decision to make.
The sun can also be harmful to trees this time of year, and he explains how.
The sun can affect trees negatively, especially trees with thin bark. They can get an abiotic disorder called sun scald, and you will see it on the western side or even the southern side of trees in the wintertime that have thin bark. It'll be cracking, maybe even some calluses on it. And what is happening is the differences in the daytime temperature and the nighttime temperature just affect these thinly barked trees and produce what we call sun scald. Ways to avoid it is basically wrapping the tree in some UV protective plastic wrap that's not see-through, that's usually white in color, putting that on in the wintertime and then removing it, you know, once March hits, April hits, and letting the bark be exposed.
That was Kansas Forest Service's Matt Norville on how people can help protect their trees in the winter. Learn more at www.kansasforest.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings, complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a day of lackluster trade, the major stock averages have surged ahead at midweek. Late in the morning, the Dow Jones was 150 points higher and back above 38,000. The S&P had gained 0.6%, the NASDAQ 0.9. Tesla may be planning a new model for the coming year. Reuters says the most valuable car company in the world is ready to start production in mid-2025 on a new compact crossover that could start as low as $25,000. eBay is trimming back on its staff, planning to lay off about 9% of its workforce. And the company has been facing rising competition from Amazon, Walmart, and several Chinese platforms. 40 years ago today, the world of personal computing experienced a sea change when the Apple Macintosh went on sale for the first time. 4 decades later, the point-and-click icons of the first Mac are found on your own computer. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.
That I am going to see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left her, it like to broke my heart. And if I ever find her, we never more will part. She's sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. Hear me talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie. For the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me. Oh, now I'm going to find her, for my heart is full of war. We'll do the things together we did so long ago. We'll play the banjo gaily, she'll love me like before. And the yellow rose of Texas shall be mine forevermore. She's sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew. You may talk about your Clementine and sing of Rosalie, but the yellow rose of Texas is the only girl for me.
Country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.
ABC News.